Hello again and welcome to the broadcast of Deep Coffin to Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about happiness and joy. You know, sometimes in the body of Christ, we tend to over-spiritualize so many things. I remember in a teaching years ago, someone did in church, and they said, we don't use the word happiness, we use the word joy. You know, joy is a biblical word, but you know the word happiness and happy actually is in the scripture, because the Bible talks about happy is he, you know, several times in Proverbs, happy is he. And so it's not a bad word. I think sometimes we can over-spiritualize so many things, when yet in reality, Jesus has sent the truth to set us free. You know, he is the truth that makes us free. And knowing that principle and that process that needs to take place inside of us to push out all the religiosity, to get us to that place where we know him intimately, but we're able to share and display and really just give away that freedom of not religion, but that freedom of the joy of the Lord being our strength, of that freedom of giving him away to someone. You know, I remember in the church I grew up in, it was a fabulous, amazing, powerful, magnificent church, you know, and I can't tell it enough words to really talk about how wonderful it is. But yet, in the midst of that church, there were so many people who wanted to pull in that religious spirit, you know, who wanted to pull in that, you know, brother, we've got to be serious. You know, the anointing is fragile, it could break. And, you know, when the Spirit of God is in the room, we've got to really cater to it in the sense of, you know, making sure that we really just are, you know, stand up rightly and we keep our tie on and we honor him because that's out of respect. And I get all of that. But in essence, we're forgetting that the Holy Spirit and his anointing is not glass. It's not going to shatter. The Holy Spirit actually ordained. God ordained joy and happiness. In fact, the Bible even talks about that God laughs from his throne in the Old Testament. God laughed off his throne. And so guess what? God stands up from his throne and he laughs sometimes at the things that go on in his creation. That shows me and proves to me that these emotions that God's given us has been given to us for many different reasons, for many different occasions as well. So don't be afraid to laugh. Don't be afraid to be happy. Don't be afraid to be joyful. You know, the word, once again, happiness is a great word. I remember just recently, there was a great song that came out by a singer, and many of you would use the terminology secular singer, you know, but his name is Pharrell, and he put a song out called Happy, you know, and the song is just joyful, it's just cheerful, it's clean, it'll make you just sort of, you know, do a two-step, so to say, and yet most people would consider it a quote-unquote secular song because it doesn't mention the word or the name Jesus in it. But guess what? The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you know laughter? The Bible says this, check this out, laughter doeth good like a medication, the scripture says. It doesn't say laughter when you're talking about Jesus. It doesn't say you have to laugh the name of Jesus. It doesn't say, you know, while you're reading scripture you need to laugh. It just says laughter. And guess what? It doesn't say sacred laughter, nor does it say secular laughter doeth good like a medication. You know why? Because laughter is an emotion. Laughter is a response to something we see or we hear or we visualize that is hilariously funny. And so it says laughter doeth good like a medication. See, we're the ones that separated the earth. We're the ones that made us into us versus them. We're the ones that separated the mentality of sacred versus secular. But guess what? Laughter knows no boundaries of religion. Laughter knows no boundaries to say, hey, this is a Buddhist laugh. This is a Hindu laugh. Or this is a Christian laugh. Are you with me? Now, doesn't that sound very silly? But guess what? The mindset of many Christians feel that way. They don't understand the concept that there's no such thing as a Buddhist laugh. There's no such thing as a Hindu laugh or a secular laugh. Laughter is laughter. And it comes from an emotion that, guess what, every single human on planet Earth has. It doesn't say just Christians have the right to laugh, nor does it even say that laughter that comes from Christians is liberating, but laughter that comes from quote-unquote secular people in the world actually is not liberating. No, it doesn't say that, does it? See, we have complicated the Word of God so much, and we've made the Word of God of none effect to so many people because we have told the people around us that you have to do this and do this and do this, and then you'll understand the true joy. Then you understand what happiness is. Then you understand what laughter really is. Bottom line is this, laughter doeth good like a medication, folks. Laughter is just that. It is laughter. The Bible says God is the God who lights every man. Jesus said, I'm the light that lighteth every man. There's a light inside of humanity. The problem with that is they suffer from a lack of knowledge. They don't realize the power of what Jesus has has done for them. And so what we've got to do is awaken that by ministering, God, by being the quote-unquote what I call the heirs of salvation, and by ministering to people and sharing with them the joy of the salvation of Jesus. And as we do that, that light begins to turn into a raging flame, because then they get a level of understanding. And truly, yes, then they begin to get the freedom that sets them free. But guess what? Laughter is universal, folks. Happiness is universal. Joy is universal, which means you can also have experience joy in the earth and still let it be just that. It still can be that just that, which is joy, and still make you feel better. So we've got to come to the place in the earth where it's time that we laugh again. And we don't need to reserve the right and copyright laughter to say it's just for Christian people. And if you do the Christian laugh, it'll set you free. We've got to come to the place where, guess what? You know what ministers to people? Is happiness and joy and a smile upon our face. Let me give you a great example. I remember being in a restaurant just 2 days ago, and it really stuck out to me because I was with some friends and we were just, you know, laughing and just had big smiles on our face, having fun. You know, the waitress comes up and we're just, you know, even, you know, joking with her, telling her a joke and just sort of, you know, laughing with her and even just sort of, you know, cutting up with her, so to say, you know. Like, for example, you know, one person, which usually is myself, you know, would say, I didn't order this, you know, I didn't order this hamburger, I ordered a lobster, you know, where's my lobster? And yet the place doesn't sell lobster because it's a hamburger joint, you know. And we were just caught up and just funny, being silly, you know. But yet the waitress felt wonderful around us, and yet we didn't say, hey, we're born again spirit-filled Christians, I'm a minister, in fact I prophesy the word of the Lord. We didn't have to say that kind of stuff. She asked us at the very end of our conversation, what do you guys do, you know, because obviously she knew that whatever we did in our jobs, actually we enjoyed our jobs. She obviously knew that something in our lives at this present now moment was just amazing, and it was fun, and obviously you must be having a great, wonderful life, I mean, you know, or a great season or great day. What made you so happy? You know, and so it's those things that cause us to say, well, you know what's really funny about that is this is what we do, this is what I do, and it's so much fun to do this. And that way you sort of bring this amazing energy to the table and easiness to let her know, hey, you know what, it actually is fun to be a Christian. It's actually fun to do these things. And through all of that, she was so blessed by it that she was able to just, I mean, it put a smile upon her face the rest of the day. Now, beside us was a table, and of course, we're not loud people by far, but beside us was a family who had, you know, father, mother, three kids, and I think it might have been maybe the wife's mother with her as well, the grandmother. So anyway, so they sat beside us. Well, normally we were at lunch, and we didn't actually, you know, pray over our hamburger, you know, type of thing, because sometimes it's just we're out for lunch, we're with friends, and we just don't pray, but, you know, I always just say, you know, Lord bless the food. But we didn't make an outward expression of it to, you know, to the point I'm trying to make. And so the family beside us, we were in this really fast, you know, pace, hamburger joint, whatever, where they begin to, you know, all join hands and pray together, you know, and I thought that was wonderful. But the issue, the problem they had with that is there was actually someone that was at the cash register who was just being amazing, full of joy, just bubbling over with, hey, can I help you, you know, and just really just happy. Well, they got to the counter to place their order, and they had never had a smile. There was frowns on their faces, and they were just frustrated. Check this out. They were frustrated because the guy was just overly friendly and overly happy. And I don't know his lifestyle, don't know if he's a Christian or anything. That was not my concern at the moment when I was placing my order for a hamburger. I was just thrilled the guy was in a good mood. And so we feedback that same, and I call it energy. Don't get all new age on me, folks. You know, don't be religious on me. But we feedback that same energy back as far as just, you know, laughing with him, cutting up with him, because it's contagious. Happiness and joy is contagious. So when we did that, this family was at the counter, and they just had no smiles. They were aggravated at the guy, but yet he was doing a killer job on taking their order, but they're aggravated. You know why they're aggravated? Because he was overly friendly. And so the family sat down, they prayed together, and all of a sudden, that same guy who waited on him came to the table, gave him their food, no smile, no nothing. And all of a sudden, a friend of mine was beside me, you know, that actually works with us here at the ministry, and said, I don't get it. I just don't understand. I mean, if you're going to make a public display of God in the sense of praying out loud, wouldn't you at least want to, if you had to even fake it, fake a smile, fake some joy, do something, much less even let something that's genuine come out of your heart. Because we forget, people around us see us, folks. People around us, they see us. And to me, it's not about you going up to somebody and saying, do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? It's not about, hey, do you read the Bible? Hey, you're a Christian. Can I tell you something? People of the world nowadays, they're so sick and tired of that, it's not even funny. And they turned off by it. What they want to see is, let's live this thing out, folks. Let's not wear a huge cross around our neck or carry this huge, gigantic Bible. That's such a turnoff for even myself, and I'm a minister. But what is a blessing to me is when I see people, not disguised, but walk around with such an amazing air about them of joy and laughter, and just as if life is just served them an amazing, huge banana cream pie. You know what I mean? I mean, life has just been so good to them. It's just sweet. It's wonderful. And it's like every moment is just a moment of bliss for them. And you know what? That is a big witness to me. That shows me something internally just shines forth on the outside. And you don't have to prove it. You don't have to force it to happen. It just happens. And that, my friends, is the reality of what it means to know Christ. And if you and that way, guess what? People want to know that. People want to hear that. People want to see that. And let them come up to me, to you and me. Here's the way I look at it. If you have to approach somebody, yes, we're supposed to go out into the world and share the gospel, disciple them, I should say. But here's the thing that I've realized. If somebody is attracted to you as because of a smile, a joyful, being happy, having a great time, you know, with your friends, if someone is attracted like a magnet to you and says, my gosh, what on earth are you guys all happy about today? Guess what, folks? That is the greatest, biggest honor to me, as opposed to me having to go to them because they don't recognize anything different about me. They don't recognize there's such an amazing presence of God upon me. That's the place where we have to learn to say, let's be who Christ wants us to be in the earth today and get some happiness and joy about you. Amen. Well, God bless all of you guys, and I hope you have an amazing week. I look forward to talking to you soon. God bless you. We'll see you next week's broadcast.